This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Listen, go ahead on a Friday at the end of what has honestly been something of a brutal week. Go ahead and take a deep breath. And now imagine that that nice cleansing moment you just had could get even nicer. The EPA announced today it wants to cut the amount of sulfur in gasoline by 60%, 60%. Figures that would reduce pollution enough to save as many as 2,400 lives a year, prevent a whole bunch of respiratory diseases in children as well. Of course, getting there is going to have some costs. The American Petroleum Institute, Big Oil's lobbying group, says it would add 9 cents to the price of every single gallon of gas you buy. The EPA, don't you know, has its own estimate, less than a penny a gallon. Marketplace's David Weinberg starts us off today explaining that predicting the price of gas can be really complicated.
Rick Flagan is a professor of chemical engineering at Caltech in Pasadena. In front of his office, he has a beautiful view of the mountains a few miles away.
When I first came here, there were months when you could not see the mountains. It's a dramatic change.
Flagan says what changed was emissions from power plants that burned high sulfur fuels. Eventually, those plants switched to fuels with less sulfur, which improved air quality significantly. The EPA wants to follow a similar path and reduce sulfur emissions in gasoline by two-thirds. The American Petroleum Institute estimates the cost of producing cleaner fuel is 10 times what the EPA estimates.
I know there's a sense out there that the industry is probably crying wolf. And I would say they're kind of crying a wolf puppy.
Tom Closa is a chief oil analyst with Gas Buddy.
At any moment, that puppy can turn into a wolf if the right conditions prevail. And we really have no way of knowing what sort of conditions are going to be around in 2017.
Closa says it's nearly impossible to predict the price of gas that far into the future. And if the cost of cleaner gas does add 10 cents to the price, it doesn't necessarily mean people will pay more at the pump. It could spur changes in people's driving habits. They might drive less or buy a more fuel-efficient car. But even that isn't always a given.
One might think that after the most expensive year on record, people would move down to more efficient vehicles, but they haven't.
The top two selling vehicles of 2012 were both full-size pickups. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.